In this video, I'll show you how to add context-sensitive pop-up menus to your ASP.NET application by using the Hover Menu Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. So let's create a new website project using the Ajax Control Toolkit template. First thing I want to do is add a cascading style sheet file so I can use the CSS classes that are defined in there. So to do that, I'm going to open my default.aspx page and drag the style sheet file into my page so I get a reference. Now I'm ready to build the pop-up menu and its related content. It's really pretty straightforward to do. The first thing I'm going to do is add a link button. This link button will represent something that we want to have a context-sensitive pop-up menu. So this could be, you know, a whole list of items. I'm just going to do a single one for the purposes of example. So this is just going to be a ASP.NET link button. And I'm going to change the name to be button product, right? So suppose this is some product, and I'm going to change the text to be product Joe's training video. Okay. So there's the item that we're going to wire up a hover menu to. The next thing that we need is some content that's going to contain that menu that's going to appear in hover. And so to do that, the first thing we're going to do is get a standard ASP.NET panel and drop that onto the page. And this panel is going to be the container for the menu items. So I'll call it panel pop-up. And the only thing I want to add to this is I'm going to add a CSS class, and if we open up that style sheet file that I included, you note here that there are collection of CSS classes defined. I'll use pop-up menu for this one. Now inside that panel, the panel is the container for the menu, but we need to define the menu items inside that panel. So we'll just add a couple more link buttons. And I'll make these link buttons the menu items. So the first thing I want to do is I'm going to get rid of the text that's there by default, and I'm going to use text properties instead, since text properties are programmatically accessible. That's my preference. I also want a line feed so that these become items on separate lines. Let's change the names to be more meaningful. We'll call this button update. So that will, you know, maybe this is the function behind this is going to be to update the record. Let's say causes validation equal to true because we're calling for to see updates for the record. And let's specify a command name, update. And then let's specify the text that should be displayed. So now this is assigned to the text attribute value and is therefore programmatically accessible if we should choose to at some point. Next, let's call this button cancel. And we'll say causes validation equal to false. We're canceling out. We don't care. Let's say the command name is cancel. And then we'll just add some text. And make that cancel as well. Oops. And just equal sign there. So there's our content. Now, of course, we just need to add the hover menu extender itself. So let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to go over and scroll down to my Ajax Toolkit tab in my toolbox and find the hover menu extender. Drop that into my page here. And now we can just configure the properties for the hover menu extender. So let's begin by saying target control ID equal button product. So the thing we want to cause the menu to pop up is the button product link button. Next, let's specify what's going to pop up. So we'll specify that the pop-up control ID is, and this is going to be the container. So what we've labeled panel pop-up is what's going to actually appear. And let's do some spacing here so we can keep an eye on everything we're doing. Now we want to tell it where we want that pop-up to appear. So let's say pop-up position equals, and I want this to appear at the bottom. So I want it to appear, what that means is I want it to appear underneath the target, which is our button product. But I want to space it in. I want to space it in from the left border a little bit. So let's also say offset x equal, make it just 6 pixels. You want to be really careful about using offset y, by the way, because if you do that, if you use offset y, you run the risk of having trouble getting the mouse to move from the thing that caused the pop-up to the menu itself. So one of the ways you can manipulate it, that is by working with the pop-up delay. And the last thing we want to add is I want to add a hover CSS class, so just to specify a CSS class during pop-up, and we'll call that pop-up hover, again defined in our cascading style sheet or stylesheet.css file. And that should be everything. We should now be able to go and test our application out. So here you can see the product entry, Joe's training video, and as we hover over, our menu pops up, and these are clickable links. So we haven't programmed any logic behind those links. We certainly, in a production application, that's what we would do. But it's that easy to implement the hover menu, the dynamically appearing context-sensitive hover menu, using the hover menu extender that ships with the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit.